excuse me? He said what?
Why you in my business?
Nah, it was him.
She got so defensive. She literally went to the extreme.
Nah,
I'll show you my football.
Why do I feel like this is wrong?
They knew it was wrong too. They just didn't want to say anything.
We're being called out.
3, 2, 1.
In the Bible to relate to this story. So keep watching. Hey guys, and welcome back to Another Day, Another Way podcast, where we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we try to live in a better way. My name is Fernanda.
My name is Manuel.
And I'm Jose.
And we are your ADAW podcast hosts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are doing good?
Yes.
Are you doing good?
Yes.
You have energy for this podcast?
Of course.
Perfect. Always. I'm going to tell you a story, and now I'm going to bring my computer right in front of me.
Okay.
A story. It's story time. Okay?
Story.
This story has a lot of different things that you might find surprising, so buckle up. Because it's going to be interesting. I hope your phones are on Do Not Disturb. Are they on Do Not Disturb?
Yeah. Duh, obviously. That's
Mine
the first
wasn't.
Thing I do.
Okay. Not you, yours wasn't. That's what I'm seeing. Okay. And all the cameras are recording.
T.
Perfect. Okay. Let me start. This is the story of the end of John the Baptist. Yes. Brother Rusty, do all your magic with switching the cameras because I'm about to read. Okay. So word gets around that Jesus is out here doing miracles, healing people, feeding crowds, basically going viral without even trying. Herod hears this and immediately goes, oh, wait, is that John the Baptist back from the dead? Because that man stressed me out enough when he was alive. Why is he panicking? We're going to go into a flashback, okay? Ready? Herod had thrown John in prison, not because John was problematic, but because he dared to say, bro, you can't steal your brother's wife.
Ooh.
That's messy. And God said, no, you can't do that. Exactly. And then listen to this. Herodias, the wife, loses it.
She did not like
You know
that.
Who the wife is? Like the wife that was the brother's, but now it's Herod's. And now she's like, what the heck?
So it's Herod and Herodias?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
The names are too close.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be. Don't say
nah.
that. Well, listen, she loses it. And she says, excuse me? He said what? Nope. Get him out. What she meant by out, you're about to find out. She says, she's not just like... offended. She's offended. Offended. Are you with me?
Yes,
understand
I'm
what
with
I'm
saying?
She wants John on alive. But like yesterday. She wanted that yesterday.
The rage bait.
He's crazy. Herod kind of likes John though.
Oh.
He's like
he's
not he doesn't like him enough to like obey God. But enough to be like, okay, he is intense, but he's holy, and I'm low-key scared of him.
Yeah.
So John stays alive for now. And then comes Herod's birthday party. Not a chill hangout, but like a full VIP. Like cameras rolling. There's no cameras at that time. I'm just adding this, you know, for the story. Don't embarrass me type of party, you know?
Yeah.
And then Herodias, remember that's the wife, sees her moment. So she sends her daughter. And like her daughter walks in, like cute, charming, you know, like maybe giving influencer vibes. Like, you know, like, oh, I'm pretty.
Yeah.
And then she dances. For the party, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this is the thing.
It's crazy.
This is the thing. That's Everyone crazy. Is impressed.
Oh, yeah. She's and like, go dance.
That literally, because it's the king. She's dancing for the king.
Yeah.
Well, is he's,
he's sitting down in his throne.
Uh-huh, exactly. And then Herod, being extra, he goes, ask me for anything. Whatever you want, I'll give it to you.
That's crazy.
Like, sir, why are you doing that? Like, stop making big promises that you will not be able to keep.
Mm.
Well, listen. Listen, the girl.
Could have asked for anything.
Yeah. Anything. Anything that she wanted. But she looks at her mama. And her mama has this face like, you know what I want.
Mm.
And then.
Yeah, tell me what you want. What you
want. Stop.
Sorry.
Okay. And then. She goes. The mom tells her, ask for the head of John the Baptist. Like, what? The head? Like, not jewelry, not a gift card, no, not nothing.
Take a finger, not a head, though.
Literally. Like, Herodias is a big mad. Yeah. That's the problem we're seeing here.
That's so crazy, though. Like, just casually, like, oh, you know, the head of John is
like, whoa. And then Herod instantly panics. Because remember, he didn't hate John. He just didn't like him. But it was like, he doesn't want to do this. Mm-hmm. But all his guests are watching him. Like, all these, like, rich people are saying, like, okay, are you going to do it? Are you that powerful? Are you going to keep your promises? So they're are you going to back out or no? And because of his reputation, it matters so much to him more than anything, he caves in. Soldiers go, John no longer with us, his head gets served on a literal platter. That's crazy to me, because Herodias is doing the absolute most. Like, girl, she a little toxica. And then John's followers grab his body and, like, bury him and tell Jesus. Remember, John the Baptist was Jesus' cousin.
Yeah.
So, like, this is a lot of emotions going on, and then the flashback's over. Now, we're present-day Herod, and he's waiting, like, oh, my goodness. No, this Jesus, it's John the Baptist who's hunting me.
Yeah.
Well, he's wrong. Anyway, he's scared, and that's the story we're going to talk about right now. Isn't that crazy?
That is real crazy.
Like, I took y'all out for a ride.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
I needed some popcorn, honestly. That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. But isn't it interesting that because Herodias was being called out, she went on to do all that craziness?
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, she just, that's some next level type of hate or feeling caught out or something.
Literally. Like, she got so defensive that she literally went to the extreme. Like, you wanted to touch me? I'm invincible? Bye-bye. That's literally what she was doing. And it was because she was trying to avoid the truth. Like, she was being called out. What was she called out about?
For going with another man.
She was.
Her husband's brother, right?
Yeah.
So, like, Herod had a brother. She was married to him.
And then they...
And then, like, Herod said, I want your wife. And now Herodias is with Herod. That's wrong. You already belong to your husband, and now you're finding another husband. So that's wrong.
Yeah.
And John the Baptist was literally just saying, like, hey, what you're doing is... you shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
You're already betrothed to that man.
Yeah.
He was just saying, like, you can't do that.
Yeah. She could have ignored him.
Yeah, she literally could have, but she said, no more of you.
She said, nah.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question right now.
Yeah, okay.
What do you do when, like, the truth exposes something about your life? Like, maybe somebody is just telling you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
How are you good? Like, how do people usually react? Like, what are ways for people to react?
I feel like people either just kind of like what she did, just kind of, oh, no, not what she did. Not what she did. The opposite.
Give me his head.
not what she did.
Like the Queen of Hearts from Alice in Wonderland.
Not what she did. But, like, ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
Ignore it. I would say ignore it. Yeah.
Ignore it? What else? What are other reactions?
Some people deflect and you blame somebody else. It's like, nah, it was him over here.
Yeah. Like, actually, I did nothing wrong. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
are there defensive. Any others? They're defensive. Like,
defensive.
You can't tell them nothing. That they have never done anything wrong in their life.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people laugh it off.
Oh, yes. When people are uncomfortable.
Right.
Side eye.
Or sometimes.
Be mine.
Or sometimes they just get quiet. Like, they just give you the cold treatment and then just say nothing.
Mm. Like, why are you in my business?
Like, literally. Literally. So.
Literally.
Literally, I'm saying.
Literally.
I'm going to give you some examples, and I want you to say, like, how are different ways, or, like, maybe it's not you reacting to these, but, like, think of somebody in your life, the most dramatic person in your life. How would they answer? How would they react to this? This is not me.
Okay. Not fair.
What if someone, or maybe, like, I'm just saying, How would you react when somebody tells you that your relationship isn't healthy?
Ooh.
What would be your reaction, Madeline?
I mean, I would definitely think about it and be like, I feel like I would, in that moment, I would think about it and I would be like, okay, but why do you think it's unhealthy? And I would probably try to get insight on why it's unhealthy or why do you think it's unhealthy. You
know? Okay, so he's going the sane route.
Nah, man.
What would your person say? Jose's creating a character right now that would answer this. It's not Jose.
Oh.
Or what would you say? Oh, I mean, you're saying that because you know that your relationship is not.
Yeah, I'd be like, why? Why are you saying this? What makes you think that?
It's like, you're not healthy.
Yeah. You gotta eat a burger, but it's lettuce wrapped.
Okay, next example.
Okay,
imagine this is a fictional character. This is not saying this is to Marlon, this is not Jose, this is not to me. Okay. Imagine somebody has a vice. And then a friend comes and they're telling him, hey, you're drinking too much, you need to stop. How would a person like that react, like, normally?
They would be mad, essentially, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
They would be like, who are you to tell me these things? Or it could be like, I can control my own alcohol, or like, I can control my own vice, whatever it is. Some people are just immediately like, don't tell me what to do.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if somebody says that you're acting toxic?
You think you're better than me? You think you're better than me?
Like, me not toxic? What?
I'm sweet.
Or like, somebody tells you, hey, you're not really reaching your full potential.
Whoa.
I'll be like, ow, what the heck are you trying to say to me right now?
So what you trying to get into?
Like,
what's up?
I'll show you my full potential.
Or maybe it's your own conscience that's bothering you. And that you're like, why do I feel like this is wrong? How do you react? Or how could people react to this?
Go to Walmart, buy the big old ice cream scoop thing.
And just or just like keep shoving it in. Like, it's
keep
shoving
that's it out.
Like, no. Okay. Isn't that crazy that we were able to have answers for all of these? Of like how people we know could have reacted, how we would have reacted, or like maybe a fictional person would have reacted. Mm-hmm. Everyone has something.
Oh, yeah.
Herodias is something? Was that she was... She was adultering. Is that the right one? Like, she was married and she was not with her husband. That was hers. And she was being called out. But I don't believe John the Baptist was calling her out to be mean to her. He was calling her out to tell her, hey, sister, you can't be doing this.
Yeah.
Get your life together again.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't take it like that.
And also because people were probably, the Jews were probably scared because they were Romans and they were governors.
Exactly.
And they knew it was wrong too. They just didn't want to say anything. So John was kind of like being... But he was being bold.
Literally.
Yeah. He was bold.
But what if somebody that was being bold told you that we all have one problem? All of us. The Bible calls it sin. Sin is something that is not seen as good in the eyes of the Lord. It's something that separates you from Him.
Yeah.
And we all have that problem. And we're being called out.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Right here, right now.
Like, literally, the Bible says that none of us are perfect. That none of us are good. That the only one that is good enough is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. It not only calls us out, but it gives us grace. It literally says, hey, I know that you struggle with this, 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 and that. But I'm telling you that if you come to Jesus, He will receive you with His arms wide open. And He wants you like you are right now. And then as you get to know him more and more, there will begin a process of transformation, and your life is going to be changing, and your mind is going to be changing, your actions, your words are going to be changing.
You're not going to want the head of anybody.
Exactly. Nobody.
Nobody.
Just the little fingies.
No. But this is the thing. Though they're saying, actually, just because you come to Jesus, it doesn't mean that you will no longer make mistakes. You will be making mistakes. The thing is that you will already be forgiven, and that Jesus will literally be your lawyer whenever the end of time comes, and he's like, don't worry, I got her.
Yo, he good. I know him.
Yeah, literally. Jesus wants you. Yes, the Bible calls us out, but the Bible also shows us the greatest love we could receive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want to share with you today on this Friday, Another Day, Another Way podcast. Just wants to tell you that we love you,
mm-hmm,
and that you can find us where, Jose?
Capital ADAW podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
If you want to learn more about who Jesus is and how he has transformed our lives, you can go to LifeWord. Whoa. You can go to follow.lifeword.org, and there you can start learning about who Jesus is. You can also have it in Spanish. You just add the / Spanish. And maybe in the future we can call you a brother or sister in Christ. And all I want to say is I hope you have a great weekend, and we will see you next Friday. Bye.
Bye-bye.